This month marks the 75th anniversary of Dashiell Hammett's The Maltese Falcon, one of the greatest detective novels of all time. It tells the story of San Francisco detective Sam Spade's search for a rare statue. Our book critic David Kippen reread the novel and came away with one question.
To paraphrase Chico Marx on ducks, why a falcon? Distinguished biographers and memoirists have spilled more ink over Dashiell Hammett than over any other genre writer except maybe Raymond Chandler. Yet virtually nowhere do any of his chroniclers tackle what seems to me the central question. What might the falcon, which meant incalculable riches to its pursuers, have meant to Hammett? According to the novel, the Maltese Falcon belongs to the historical record. A crusading order called the Knights of Rhodes apparently ordered a whole series of them in the 1530s. But the Maltese falcons of history were, best as I can tell, living birds, not the gem-encrusted statue of the story. So why should Hammett go to the trouble of bejeweling a perfectly unremarkable falcon dating to the Crusades, when he could just as easily have concocted any other treasure? The question splits neatly into two halves: why the Crusades and why the falcon? The Crusades probably intrigued Hammett because of their mythic association with the Holy Grail. If Hammett wanted a MacGuffin that would raise the stakes for Spade's quest, where better to find it than in one of the greatest quest stories ever told? This line of imagery subtly elevates Spade into a knight-errant. Here, arguably for the first time in the modern detective story, this long-submerged quest theme breaches the surface. The Crusades suit Hammett's purposes beautifully, but what of the falcon itself? To get at the root of this curious symbol, it may help to ask where the author was in his life when he created it. Hammett was in his mid-30s, in remission from the pulmonary disease that plagued him all his life. He was in the process of extricating himself both from his wife, to whom the book is dedicated, and from Joseph Shaw, his editor at the pulp magazine Black Mask. He liked them both, but almost always bristled under any contractual obligation, romantic or professional. Hammett's temperament just couldn't allow any form of confinement. Sobriety and solvency he found equally uncongenial. Well, a falcon can represent freedom, the quality Hammett might have most desired, but also domestication, the state he most despised and feared. And the fact that this particular falcon is inanimate, encased in lead, immobile, weighted down with jewels, makes it all the more irresistible as a projection of the author's own hopes and anxieties. Remember, Hammett made a policy of spending money as fast as he could earn it, usually faster. In this, he resembles nothing so much as his most enduring creation, stuck on a pedestal, encrusted with wealth, unable to let his inmost literary ambitions take wing. Why a falcon, finally? Because it soars free of gravity's hold, only to wind up muzzled, earthbound, and wrapped around somebody else's finger.
David Kippen is the book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and for Day to Day.